Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. The winter chill is starting in footy country. Gone are the budgie smugglers. Out of the closet come the UGG boots. But the positive is it's the weekend. That means it's Dream Team time. Joining us for the first time, a beauty of a footballer, beauty of a bloke too, Danny Levi. How are you, legend?
I'm doing good, bro.
Mate, you are looking extremely comfortable in that green number 9 jersey. Jeez, you've had a terrific start to the season, mate. Are you happy with where you're at?
Oh, definitely. I think just the whole squad in general have just started off really well. And, I've just, kind of felt like I've fitting in pretty well at the moment. Still a lot to do better. But, yeah, we started off really well.
Gee, you got a couple of ripper front rowers to put your arms around into a scrum. They're beauties, aren't they? Joshy and Big Joe.
Oh, it's lovely to play with them. they're weapons, man, so I'm glad I'm on their side.
I'm going to get this out of the way early, but from the first time I saw you, and I reckon that was probably 11 years ago, I'm going to say 2013 in the NYC, you reminded me then and you still remind me now of Isaac Luke. The way you play, the focus, the no-bullshit approach, maybe even a hint of an angry little fella. Honestly, I see you. I think a bully every time. That's not a bad rap, mate. It's not a bad rap. There could be worse people.
it's pretty cool to be compared to him. I mean, like that's the guy I modelled my game off, and he was my favourite player growing up. So, it's a bit of an honour to have that sort of rap.
Two Wellington boys as well. Well, two guys that played in Wellington. Have you had much to do with Bully over the years?
When I first come into NRN, I've chatted with him a fair bit. And then as my career kicked on, we just became sort of that, that footy friend. Just chatting every now and then. I think he lives in Brisbane. So that's where I plan on moving over when I'm finished. So I'll definitely try and catch up with them a bit more over there.
It's a little bit warmer up here, I'll give you the tip, than Canberra, mate. The sun's out today up on the beautiful Sunshine Coast. We are loving it. Okay, buddy, it is time to rip into the Dream Team. Let's start at fullback. Who have you selected and why?
That was a bit tough, but for fullback, I actually went with Darren Lockyer. I feel like the way I'll probably coach a team is, he was a great runner and a ball player, so that's who I went with.
Finished up at number 6, was a terrific number 6. I think a lot of people have forgotten just how awesome he was as fullback. Okay, mate, what about the wingers?
Who was it there? I actually, not only because he was in my team, well, right now he's in my team, but just over the years what he's done is big Jordan Rapana. I've got to put him in there. I think he's been an unreal player. And the other winger was Israel Folau. He was one of the big dogs I used to like watching.
Big dog, all right. What a player. What an athlete. I've got to say, I'm still disappointed he left rugby league, because I don't know how we'd be looking at guys like him and Sonny Bill. If they stayed in rugby league, they would just be absolute icons of the game. What about the centres, mate? Who have you lined up there?
I had to go Big GI. I think that's a given, that one. And and actually Mark Gasnier. I thought he was a weapon of a player growing up when I was watching him.
Mark Gasnier and Greg Inglis in the centres. Oh, lovely. We need to get the ball out to them early. So who have we got in the halves?
I actually went Cooper Cronk in one of the halves. As successful as, and he went to two different teams and had the same success.
Yeah.
And for my number six, who did I have actually? Oh, they got me there. It was another Australian, unfortunately. Jonathan Thurston. That's who it was. Yeah, can't go past Big JT. Lucky I got to play against him a couple of times as well.
This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. This is Dream Team on Andy Raymond Unfiltered. We're with Danny Levi, both New Zealand and Samoan heritage, mate. You've worn both jerseys too. Very, very cool, but you're also keeping everyone in the family happy.
It's good. I've got a lot of brother-in-laws who are full-blown Samoan supporters as well, so I get to keep them happy, and obviously everyone back in New Zealand get to do the same there. So, yeah, there's usually a bit of, if I get the chance to pick between the two of them, it'll be a bit of a fight there as well.
I bet.
We'll see how we go.
Mate, was it the same experience or was it a different experience and emotion wearing the different jerseys?
It definitely was a different experience. I think, obviously growing up in New Zealand, that's where who you want to play for, you want to represent them. But the Samoan side, I never got to really experience that side of my culture. So going into camp, that was kind of the first time I got to do it. And I absolutely loved it, man. I fell in love with, the culture and the boys. It's such a good time. A lot of Polynesians, they know how to have a good time. So, I loved every part of that. But emotionally, it's the same. You're playing, get to represent your family and all that sort of thing. So, I absolutely loved it.
I get a massive kick out of hearing you guys say, I learned about my culture. I embraced my culture. It's more than just tackles and runs and who wins this awesome game of ours. To hear you that say that you connected a little bit with the Samoan culture and how they do things, and you're on a learning process. I mean, just that's awesome that footy can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just the game side of things. It's they embrace everything about it. So I think that's what makes it so awesome, and it's only building. So yeah, it's exciting.
Okay, mate, we've done the pretty boys out in the back line. Some of us don't even really like backs, if we're going to be truthfully honest. They're just there to make up the numbers on a footy side. Let's go to where the real men play. The real men play in the middle between jerseys 8 and 13. So we'll start with your lock.
My lock, I had to go Jeremy Smith, just the traditional tough guy. He was my captain at Newcastle for a bit, so I can't go past him. Just everything I saw he did. No, he was the pinnacle of tough guys, I reckon.
Absolute pinnacle of tough guys. Celebrated his birthday last week, and he listens to each and every episode here. You're a big, good sort, and we love you, Jezza. What about your second rowers, mate?
Another one I got to play with was Simon Mannering. Pick him. He was an absolute workhorse. And the other second row, I had to go with Big Sam Thaiday, back when he was playing back row. And I think one of the things that stand out for me was when he was in the Queensland side. He used to I just loved watching him. He used to score some good tries, and that big when he used to go into a big bump and his head rocked back. Yeah. I used to love that.
Were you a Broncos fan, mate?
I was actually a West Tigers fan growing up.
Wow.
Because of Benji Marshall. I was a big fan of him and what he did. And then when the Titans, Gold Coast Titans, actually come into the comp, I know I like to back an underdog in that, so I became a big Titans fan as well.
What about your front rowers, mate?
It's a bit of a funny one. I had Shane Webke and Ruben Wiki, two big whoppers. And I just like the way they used to play.
That'd be a hooker's dream, having those two units next to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd be definitely be protected, that's for sure.
Okay, hooker. You play hooker, so I'm really keen to find out who you've named in the dream team.
Well, this one for me was a bit of an easy one. Actually, it was a tough one, but it's got to be the GOAT, Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith. We might throw little Bully at number 14. He can be the fresh interchange. Then again, Cameron Smith never came off either, did he? Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's there. So, tough one, but you can't go past Cam Smith there.
Very cool. Darren Lockyer, Jordan Rupiner, Greg Inglis, Mark Gasnier, Israel Folau. The halves are Jonathan Thurston and Cooper Cronk. The forward pack, Shane Webke, Cameron Smith, Ruben Wiki, Sam Thaiday, Simon Mannering and Jeremy Smith. Honourable mention, Jersey 14, the little bully, Isaac Luke. It's been a pleasure, mate. Cracking footy side. Good luck for the rest of the season with the mighty Green Machine, and I hope we can catch up for another chat again.
For sure, man. Thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
That's it for another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, the Dream Team series, sponsored by Oxworks. Check them out and support those that support us. And while you're in a good mood, reckon it's time you left that 5-star rating on your podcast app. And if you do, it's my shout at the bar. If you leave a review too, well, you can have me for the night, legend.